there's nothing else you can do.
All right, we're going to continue our series, Tune In. How many are learning to tune in? That God is speaking. How many know God is speaking? Is God speaking to you? Is God speaking to you? Yes, we clarified that. That we are, first of all, we talked about we are sheep, right? That we are bad people. We're sheep. We're sheep, and the sheep hear the shepherd's voice. The shepherd is calling, and they know the shepherd's voice. We looked at in our second week of this that we are a friend of God, that we are moving into a friendship, that God not only wants to be the God who meets our needs in time of trouble, but he wants to be a God who communicates to us on a relationship level every day of our life. And then last week, we came in and we did how to hear God through the storm. Today, I want to talk to you about, are you a prophet? Turn to your neighbor and ask him that question. Are you a prophet? Say, I'm gone from a sheep to a friend to a prophet. Now tell your neighbor, say, you're moving up. Now turn to the other neighbor and say, but you still smell like a sheep. Okay, there you go. We are called to be prophets of the Lord. Now let me share you. What's the first thing you think of when you hear the word prophet? I think that one of the mistakes we make as the local body of church is that when we hear the word prophet, we think of someone dressing weird with a big cross around their neck. And some bling to match it, you know what I'm talking about, you know, and we've got the prophet this and the prophet that, or maybe your mind goes back into the person who is a biblical prophet, such as Elijah and Elisha, some of these men. And when we talk about the office of a prophet, there is the office of a prophet. There's the office of pastors and ministers and teachers, and prophet is listed as one of those officers in the church. And their main objective is to equip the saints to do the ministry. And a prophet many times was used, God used a prophet of the Lord to go and to call back repentance and declare what he was saying to a nation, okay? And so sometimes we think of a prophet just lined up in that form. But I'm here to tell you today that God has called you and I also to be prophets. Maybe not the prophet of an office of a prophet that goes out and speaks to the nations or goes out and speaks to whole regions and declares a word of the Lord from a whole region. But the prophet is a person who also prophesies. And today, God has called you to prophesy. Do you realize that? God has called you to prophesy. And some of you are looking at me really big right now. Wow, I didn't think I could ever prophesy, Pastor. Well, today I'm going to show you in Scripture where God wants you and I to become people who learn to prophesy and to speak God's word. And I think this message is great timing today. It was already planned out before the things happened. But today, as we're leaving this place and we go back out into our community, there's people who are hurting who need to hear a word from the Lord. There's people who are hurting who need to hear God's voice, and you can be that tool of encouragement to them today. Moses talked about this in Numbers 11. Before we read this text, we see Moses. What happens to Moses here? Moses is pastoring the children of Israel, and he's suffering what every pastor goes through in their life at one point or another. He's suffering burnout, man. He's like, God, this is his prayer to God. He says, God, he goes, if you love me, you'll kill me. That's what we know, God. God, if you love me, you'll just take me on home because these people are driving me crazy. I mean, from the time he gets up to the time he goes to bed, he's had to hear this whining and complaining and things going on and trying to minister to the needs of the people. And it's just overwhelming. He just can't get anything done. And so he's tasked out beyond measure. And we see what the Lord's response to him is in Numbers 11. Numbers 11, we're going to read 24 through 29. It says, so Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered the 70 men of elders, the people, and placed around the tabernacle. The Lord called Moses. Moses, call these 70 elders out. The reason why you're burned out is because you're trying to do it all alone. So call these 70 elders out. Have them meet around the tabernacle. And it says, then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took the spirit that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they prophesied. Look what it says, and they prophesied, although they never did so again. But the two men had remained in the camp. Now look at these names. The name of the one was what? Eldad, and the other name, Medad. Let's stop it right there. Don't go forward yet. First of all, we see right here is the Spirit of the Lord is coming down upon these 70 guys. Okay, so God has sent the Holy Spirit. It is resting upon them. What happens when the Holy Spirit rests upon them? They begin to prophesy. Immediately they begin to prophesy. And there's two guys who are not there. Look what happens. Although they would never did so again. But the two men have remained in the camp. The name one was Eldad and the other Medad. And they came from a father who was their dad. And they had a teacher named Yodad. No, I'm just playing. That's kind of weird names, Eldad and Medad. But these two guys that continue to prophesy. Look what the next verse says. And the Spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out among the tabernacle. Yet they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran to Moses, and he said this, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered, said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. And then Moses said to him, are you zealous for my sake? Look what he says in response. Oh, that the Lord, the people were all prophets. Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets. That's what Moses' prayer right here we see is. He says that everyone was prophets. And that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. So Moses cried this out. And back in the very first beginning of the Bible, we see where Moses cries this prayer out, God, that all your people are prophets, and that your Spirit would rest upon all of them. Today I'm going to talk to you about this thought of being a prophet. Are you a prophet? And let me give you some clarification on what prophet is and what the working in prophecy. Number one, all can prophesy. All can prophesy. Wouldn't it be great if God would put his Spirit upon all people so they could prophesy? Wouldn't that be great if God would just pour out his Spirit upon all flesh and we could all prophesy? Well, good news, that's happened. Acts 2:17-18, look what it says here. And it shall come to pass that in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on what? All flesh. Now, if you translate the word all, that means what? All. Okay, there we go. We know that. All flesh. That's all of us. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Your young men, they shall see visions. And your old men, they shall see dreams. They shall dream dreams. Just for the record, I know I had a birthday last week, but I'm still seeing visions, okay? I'm still having visions. Just for the record, let's make that clear. And the old men are going to dream dreams. And my men servant and my maid servant, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Let me clarify what men's servant and maid servant means. It means male and female. Okay? He says, on both male and female, he will pour out his Spirit. And in those days, who shall prophesy? Male and female who have received the Spirit of the Lord, they shall prophesy. They shall prophesy. He pours out his Spirit to all people. He's pouring out his Spirit to all people. 1 Corinthians 14 is clarified in verse 31. Look what it says. For you can what? All. You can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. See, are you getting this? Pastor, I cannot prophesy. Do not say that you cannot do what God has told you you can do. Don't say I cannot when God says you can. God says you can all prophesy. That's what he said. We can all prophesy, and the power of prophecy is wanting to come out of all of us. We can all prophesy. If the Bible says we can, don't say you can't. So we have learned over the last few weeks that I can hear God, right? Do we have any arguments there? No, we know that we looked in the scripture that God is speaking, and we can hear him. That he's speaking to us. As the great shepherd, the sheep hear his voice. As a friend of God, he is communicating with those who are listening. That God is wanting to communicate to our hearts, speak to our spirits, and direct our daily lives. We know God is speaking. We have no problem with that. The problem we have is that we can't prophesy. You know what prophecy is? It's simply you communicating what God is speaking to you. That's what it is. It's simply this. Sometimes we grow up thinking, man, if I got to prophesy, I got to stand up and I got to say, thus saith the Lord thy God. And what if I don't know King James, Pastor? Can I prophesy? I really don't know how to speak King James. And, you know, I just don't know. Listen, just communicating prophecy is just speaking what God is speaking to your heart. It's communicating what the Lord is putting in your heart. So when you listen to the Lord and he's directing you and you communicate that, I just feel God's spirit telling me this. You're prophesying. You're speaking out what the Lord is speaking to you. So if God is speaking to you and you are hearing him, you're qualified to prophesy. You can prophesy. You can speak out what the Lord is telling you to say. Prophecy is saying what we hear God telling you. Acts 2. Acts 2 is we just read this verse in 17 and 18. It's an answer to Moses' prayer that we just read in Numbers 11. He prayed to God that you would pour out your spirit upon all your children and that they could all prophesy. And so in Acts 2, he says in the last days, it's going to happen that he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh and that the men and the women, the young and old, they're going to prophesy. They're going to speak out what God is speaking to them. Let me ask you this question. Why did the elders only prophesy for a short time in the tent? It says that the Spirit of God rested upon them, and they all prophesied, but it only remained just for a short while right there. That once they left there, that they began to quit prophesying. It's very clear because the Spirit of God rested on them. At this point in the Bible, we see where the Spirit of God had not been received to the fullness of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon all flesh. And so, therefore, the Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but it didn't remain with them. See, that's where you and I have a unique ability, that we have the Holy Spirit remaining with us. And we can walk in the spirit of prophecy every day of our life because we have the Holy Spirit remaining with us. We see it resting. We've seen the first person. You know who the first person that ever had the Spirit of God remaining with them? Jesus. Look what John 1:33 says. We see it happening right here. I did not know him. This is John the Baptist talking about Jesus. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. So we know this. At our salvation, you've heard me teach this in the past, that at our salvation, Scripture says that the Holy Spirit baptizes us in Jesus. And after salvation, it's Jesus will baptize us in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will remain to those who receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you. It's dwelling in you. And there's a baptism that he's wanting to come that overwhelms your life where you walk in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, you can walk and you can prophesy and you can walk in this fullness of the Holy Spirit. Not just walking. This is why you'll see people who you know who can get up and speak a word of the Lord behind a pulpit or get up and speak a word of the Lord behind a class, but yet their lifestyle is not matching up to what you know. You're like, how does God ever use that person? Because when they step into that role, God's Spirit will descend upon them. But when they leave, they're not walking in the Spirit. I've been there before. Come on, I can admit it. There's been times when I know that I'm walking in the anointing in the pulpit, but at home, I fail. And I can become a horrible person to be around. And I know that I'm not walking in the Spirit daily that I need to walk in. I got to repent and say, God, I need your Spirit to walk daily. Because when I walk in God's Spirit, I can act the same way in the pulpit as I can outside the pulpit. See, when you walk in the Spirit, you can act the same way you are this morning. And everybody's walking around, oh, isn't it nice to see you this morning? Oh, I love you. Yeah, you look great. Yeah, oh, I love you. But tomorrow morning when you get up, you're like, ugh. You can get very sharp with people. I had to go to work with these people again, you know. And when you walk in the Spirit, you can have that grace every day of your life. You can walk in grace. You can walk in that new love. You can walk in the new season. You can walk in a new word when you allow yourself to walk in the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus who baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. Prophecy is for everyone. We just clarified that. Scripture says that prophecy is for everyone. Number two, prophecy is not manipulative. Oh, this is good. We are not called to manipulate people with our prophecies. Prophecy is not your opinion or your attempt to get others to do what you want them to do. Jeremiah 23, look what it says in Jeremiah 23, verses 25 and 26. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophet who will prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets who of the deceit of their own heart. He's warning out against those who try to use and abuse and say, well, God told me this just to get what you want. We've seen it all the time. We see it happen many times. I think when we see this happen a lot. It happens very early on. We learned this in Bible college, actually very early on. We were in Bible college early on because when you get in Bible college, you meet people there who are single. And you go up to some girls, it happens all the time every year. People go up, these guys go up, these girls, or girls go up, these guys. God told me that you're the one for me. Let me just prophesy to you now. We're going to be married and have 2.5 kids, and we're going to have a church of hallelujah. I mean, this happens. Come on. I experienced this in Bible college. It happens all the time. I know pastors who use this when people who want to leave their churches, they do it in fear. They tell them, oh, if you leave our church, you're going to hit rock bottom, and you're going to do this and do that. And they try to prophesy bad things over them. I mean, people out of fear will do it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, I have people come up to me all the time and be like, I feel like God wants you I think you need to preach on this, Pastor. This is a good thing for you to preach on. Instead of just being honest and saying, you know what, I would like to learn more about this. They come back and say, God told me you need to preach on that. Don't manipulate the word of the Lord. Don't manipulate what God's wanting to tell you. You speak. Prophecy is not to be manipulative, okay? We don't use that to get our way or to get people. We got to be careful how we prophesy. So how do we prophesy? We'll get to that in just a minute. But you know what? When we prophesy using the Lord's name as an excuse to get what we want, you know what we're doing? We're breaking the third commandment. It says that we are not to use the Lord thy God's name, what? In vain. And we think of that just as a cursing or swearing. But I'm here to tell you, when we use God's name in vain, what is vain? What's vain short for? Vanity is where we get the word vanity from. When we use it to get things of my own interest, when I get use God's name to do things for my betterment of myself as far as manipulating people, I am breaking a commandment. I am not to use God's name just to get my will done. No, it's God, your will be done, and I will follow. And as a person who we are prophesying to people, we never be careful that we never make sure that we're speaking out something that we want done. When we learn to prophesy, we're learning to speak out, God, what do you want done? This is what God is saying. This is what God is saying to us. Prophecy is speaking out what you're hearing the Lord say. Where is the Holy Spirit leading us? Don't prophesy to manipulate what you want. There's been times I've had prophecies in my heart that I felt like the Lord had given me, and I even didn't share them because I knew if I shared it in that group of people, it would be misunderstood. And it would be twisted around to saying I was trying to push an agenda. But yeah, I felt God speaking to me. And so sometimes I'll even cautious, even though the Lord is speaking to me a direction. I could very, very easily prophesy to that group of people what's going to happen. If I do it in the wrong content, they would not receive it because it would look like I'm pushing my agenda. And so I use wisdom when I share that, even though I know what God is leading. You understand? I'm making sense to you here? You understand what I'm saying? And so this is because the Lord is speaking to you something. Make sure that you are using it in a very pure way, that you're not using it to better yourself or better your agenda. Number three, the last thing I'm going to talk to you about is prophecy is encouraging. Prophecy is encouraging. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14 again, in verse 1. It says, we are to what? Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. But especially that you may, what? Prophesy. Some of you are learning this for the first time this morning. You're like, I didn't realize God wanted me to prophesy so much. You're finding that. That's what he says. He says, desire, pursue love. Yeah, love is great. And he says, desire spiritual gifts. But really what I want you to desire is that you learn to prophesy. That's what he's saying right here. We learn to desire to prophesy. Let me ask you this. Would God want you to desire something you cannot have? Would he tell you to desire something he didn't want to give you? Very plain and simple. Why would he tell us to desire that more than anything else when it comes to spiritual gifts? Because he wants us to flow in that. That's what he's saying. It is obtainable. It is something he wants to give out to all flesh, to the men and the women, to young and to old. He wants you to learn to walk in the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is simply encouraging. He's wanting you to prophesy encouraging words. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians 14:3. Let's read verse 3 now. But he who prophesies speaks what? Edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. So how do you know if you have a prophecy? Is it edifying somebody? Is it exhorting them? Is it comforting them? When you feel like God's giving you a word for somebody else, you feel like God's speaking to you for maybe a group of people you're having a prayer time, or maybe a friend or a coworker, and you know that word's going to encourage them, you know that word's going to edify them, you know that word's going to bring comfort to them, then that's the Holy Spirit leading you to share that word. How do I know it's of God? Well, Satan's not giving it to you. I can promise you that. It's not. It's the Holy Spirit. Don't be so nervous. Sometimes it is nervous speaking it out for the first time. If you've never done that before and you just walk up to somebody and say, hey, I just got to tell you this in my heart. And listen, don't get all freaky. Please, please, please don't get all freaky on people. Don't stop the whole break room. Please, everybody be quiet, please. I've got a word for Suzanne right here. Yes, hang on. Lord, yeah. I'm hearing it clear. Be quiet, please. I'm hearing from the Lord, yeah. I hear it clear, Lord, yeah. Now, God has not called us to be that weird, okay? Come on. We sit down with them, share your lunch, and say, hey, man, I just want to share this. This is what God's telling me. Can I just tell you something? I feel like God wants you to know how much he loves you today. I think God wants you to know how much he's looking over you, even though you don't realize it. He's going to work this thing out you're going through for the betterment. I can tell you, how many times have you been driving down the road and God told you to call somebody and just check on them? What is that? He's giving you a burden for them. He's wanting you to call and just speak a word. That's why the prophetic word over them. Hey, I just want to call and encourage you today. I just want to call and speak the love of God over you today. I mean, I can tell you time and time again, there's people that God brings to my mind, the heart, and we send them a note, maybe send them a message on Facebook or an email or call them and send them a text message, and they'll say, did you know what I did today? Like, no, why? Did you know I went to the doctor today? Or did you know this happened to me today? Did you know I lost my job today? Or did you know this happened? And you're like, I had no idea. I just know that God was placing you in my heart. See, God is speaking. And when you do this, what you're doing is you're bringing confirmation to their life that they're not alone. Not only are they able to hear from God for themselves, but also that God is speaking to you about them. That's comforting. When God speaks to you about me and it's encouraging, that lifts me up. That edifies me. That comforts me. That exhorts me. That knowing that God is in control and he's lifting me up. We know that when we have faith. When other people are speaking to you words of encouragement, saying, I feel this for you. I feel God speaking this to you. It's edifying. Let's keep looking what it says. So we know prophecy is encouraging. Simply that one word, encouraging. If the word you're saying is encouraging, then share it. If it's a discouraging word, keep it to yourself. I'm prophesying to you now. Okay. If it's a discouraging word, keep it to yourself. And let God make sure that comes out in the right timing. Otherwise, you wait for it, okay? First, look what verse 31 says. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be what? Encouraged. Wow, here it is again. Give us instruction about prophecy. For we can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn. What? What are we learning? Through prophesying. We're learning how to hear the voice of God. That's what he's saying. We can all prophesy that we all may learn. Learn what? We're learning how to hear God. We're learning how to tune in. This is what prophecy does. It allows us to hear God. We're tuning in to God, and then we're able to relay it to people. This is what God is saying to me. And so through my obedience of prophesying, I'm doing two things. I'm edifying the person I'm speaking to, and I'm being obedient and developing my relationship and how to hear God. You can't lose. I'm telling you, this is a great thing of growing in your spiritual walk. It's you learn to prophesy. Sometimes we think of it it's a weird thing, and it's not a weird thing at all. It's only for the pastors or for elders. No, God wants, he says, upon all flesh that we can all prophesy. We can all be encouragers. We can all be people who edify. Verse 32, look what it says here. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the what? The prophets. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Let me say again, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. What's that mean? It simply means this, that the words that they speak, we're not the judge. What judges the words that are spoken? If someone speaks to me a word, how do I judge that? Every word should line up with the word of God. Simply put, and I'm going to be sharing more about that in the future, that every word we receive through prophecy should line up with the word of God. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, you throw it out the window. But when the word is being shared, we judge that by does it line up with God's word, okay? But I am called to judge the spirit of the messenger. As a person who hears from God and prophesies, just like you, all flesh, what? All can prophesy. You can judge the spirit of the one who's given it to you. And I've had people come up and give me, say, you know what, I've got a word for you. And I can tell you right away, because of their attitude and because of their spirit, they don't have a word for me. Automatically, I've already shut them down because I know their spirit was bad before they ever got there. Either one, they were very proud that God spoke to them and they could have had a word for the pastor. Or number two, God spoke to them and they were going to bring, you could just sense it in their spirit. There was something about what they had to say. There's been other times someone's come up to me and said, Pastor, I'm praying for you today. I just feel like God wanted me to pray this for you this week, and I was praying this over you, and I received that. It was confirmation. Me and the person was already talking this morning about something that was happening, and he spoke something out that God was already speaking to me this morning. I said, man, I received that today. I needed to hear that. That's confirmation already. I received that. But he didn't stop me. He said, Pastor, come here. I think God wants you to hear this. No, it was, hey, Pastor, I feel led in my heart to do that. I'm like, yeah, I feel the same thing. We shared that. You see, we can judge the spirit of those who prophesy. So make sure when you are prophesying, you're speaking to somebody, it is not a thing of being prideful, okay? We don't come with pride. Look what God showed me. Look what God told me. Look how God used me. No, it's humbleness. God, thank you that you would just use me. Who am I that you would use me, God? Who am I that you would choose to use me? And God, I hope what I say today, hope what I share to that person is being used in their life to grow them, to edify them, to encourage them. Prophecy is encouraging others. What better time do we have to encourage others than right now, right? I mean, think about this timing of this word today that God had already laid out before the tornadoes ever hit our area. But now all of you here are rubbing shoulders and touching people on a daily basis who have lost everything. And you have words to share with them. Some of you lost everything. And you have words to share with those who are looking to you, where your strength is coming from, words of encouragement, what's happening. What better time to learn to prophesy than right now that we can walk and say, you know what, I'm going to be an encourager. I'm going to be an edifier. I'm going to be a person that speaks out words of encouragement. I'm going to walk in the prophet as a prophet that God has called me to walk in. In Acts 4:36, we hear of a guy named Joseph. How many's ever heard of Joseph? Anybody heard of Joseph? Joseph. Not Joseph. Joseph. Not very many people's ever heard of Joseph. There's a good reason for that. Look what it says. And Joseph, who was also named what? Barnabas. Did you know Barnabas' name was Joseph? I mean, it's very easy to forget that. And many times I forget it when I read it. Go, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, remember that. Yeah, Joseph. That's who that was. Who was Joseph? For 1,000, please. All right. Who's Joseph? He was also named Barnabas. By who? The apostles. What's his name? Is what? His name translated, son of encouragement. So Paul and Barnabas, the first missionary, sent out to start the work of the Lord. Who goes with them? The son of encouragement. Paul takes the son of encouragement with him out to be an encourager. This is the question I have for you. Barnabas was such a man who encouraged people. He had such a gift of encouragement that his disciples named him what? They named him Barnabas, son of encouragement. May I ask you this today? What would your nickname be today? I mean, we've all got nicknames growing up, didn't we? We all had the nicknames given to us. Right, Popeye? We all had nicknames given to us. Well, we all had names given to us. I remember, you know, I won't say some of mine. My kids are in the room, so I won't say some of those. But let me tell you, we all had names that were given to us. But today, if people could look at us to know us today, what would be your nickname they would give you? I think what a higher compliment could they give us than calling us an encourager, a person who's always got an encouraging word, who's always got something they want to edify. They always want to be people who edify people. They don't tear down people. They don't talk bad about people, but instead, they're hearing God's voice, and they're edifying. So let me ask you this question today. If God is speaking, right, and we're listening, and what he's speaking is edifying, encouraging, exhorting, what's that say about our Lord and Savior today? Wow. It just changes our whole perspective that God is speaking these things. What's it change our view of him when we realize that he's speaking words of encouragement today to us? He's speaking edification. If this is what he's speaking and this is what we're supposed to hear, that he's speaking this all the time. God's speaking encouraging over you. Don't come in with your head down. Pick your head up and say, you know what? I'm going to walk because my God is speaking life over me. My God is speaking encouraging words over me. My God is speaking exhortation over me. He's edifying me. He's picking me up. He's lifting me up. Today, we are all called to be prophets. We're all called to be prophets in the sense that we are called to prophesy. I'm going to ask our musicians to come this morning. Some of you walked in today. You didn't realize you were going to leave here being a prophet, did you? Well, listen, if you call yourself a prophet, I wonder if you're really a prophet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so don't leave here today. Put it on your T-shirt. Really? That's bad taste, okay? But know in your heart that you understand what I'm meaning by this word prophet today, that we're called to be people who prophesy. We're called to walk and to give words of encouragement every day that God is speaking. We are listening, we're tuning in, and we have things to share. So as we hear God's voice and we're sharing out what he has to say, we're edifying people. We're bringing comfort to people. We're exalting and exhortation to people. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads where you're at this morning. We're all going to bow our heads in this place, and I just want to ask if you're here today, maybe you're here, say, Pastor, as you're teaching today and as you speak out, I realize, first of all, more than prophesying, I just know that I need to, first of all, need to be right with Jesus Christ. I need to make sure that my relationship with him is secure. Today, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Today, I want to believe that he died on the cross for me, died for my sins, and today, I want to walk in forgiveness. So I want to make sure that heaven's my home. Today, I'm ready to start over. Today, I'm ready to give everything I am to God. If you're here today, I would not embarrass you in any way. Nobody's looking but me right here. I'm going to ask you, can you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me today. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else say, today's me? Thank you. You want to join these people today? Say, I'm ready, Pastor, to make a decision today to accept Jesus Christ. Thank you. Anybody else want to join these four people today? Say, I'm ready to make a decision. I'm ready today to make a decision to follow after Christ. Anybody else? I want to give you one more chance. Can you just raise your hand if you haven't raised it yet? Let me see it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I see that. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today. You're making a great decision today. You're making a decision that's going to impact your life. Thank you, Father. What we're going to do is we're all going to say this prayer together. As we pray this prayer together, those of you who raised your hands, I want you to say this prayer and really mean it from your heart. The rest of us are going to join you in saying this prayer. But please repeat after me. Say,
Dear Jesus,
forgive me my sins.
Forgive me my sins.
I give you everything I am.
I give you everything that I am.
I give to you today.
I give to you today.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I'm going to live for you.
I'm going to live for you.
I'm going to give my life to you.
I believe you are the Messiah. I believe you are the Messiah.
Help me.
Help me.
To change.
To change.
I will pursue you.
I will pursue you.
The rest of my days.
The rest of my days.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer today and you meant it, we say, welcome to Family God. Give me a hand clap. Now listen, if you raised your hand today and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, before you leave today, please stop by our information center to my left back here. We've got a packet to give you. It's got a free Bible. It tells you what to do next. If you do not have a church home, you need to find a church home. We'd love to have you here. People who will love you, accept you for who you are, and just help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're going to need that. You can't do it alone. Today's just a journey, a new beginning. A new beginning on a journey that's an everyday process. So surround yourself with people who will love you and encourage you, who will edify you, who exalt you, who help you, comfort you. Welcome to Family God. Today, how many know that God is speaking? Is he speaking to you? I want you to stand to your feet today with our eyes open. How many of you can raise your hands and say, Pastor, today I want to learn to prophesy. I want to learn to let God's prophecy flow out of me, that I can learn to be an encourager, that I can learn to speak God's grace over people. Anybody here today, if that's you, just raise your hands. Say, that's me, Pastor, today. I'm ready. I'm ready for God just to use me. for such a time as this. This is no accident. This message is no accident for such a time as this that God is preparing us right now. Let me give you this. You remember a word of prophecy was given to us just a couple weeks ago by our district supervisor, Sam Rockwell. The Sunday after he preached, after the marriage retreat, what did he preach? He said, he got up and he said, I feel God saying this. I'm giving you the keys to the city. But get ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Come on. Remember the word I spoke two Sundays ago before I preached about how our things are gone and our security is what? In Jesus Christ. And that afternoon, words of prophecy are coming to us. And so today, God's wanting to speak to us. And God's wanting to use you to reach those people who are hurting. God's wanting to use you. Even if you lost everything, God's going to use you. Not just you be ministered to, but God's going to take this thing. He's going to turn it around for good, Sean. He's going to take it, and he's going to use it. You're going to become a light, a testimony to people who are watching you about how you walked through this and how people ministered to you and how you kept your faith strong and how the Lord brought you out. This community will rise again. We know that very strongly. Hallelujah. And we're going to speak. We're going to speak words of encouragement. We're going to speak words of edification. We're going to prophesy to people. They don't even know you're prophesying, but you know what you're doing. That you're going to speak to people in the lunchroom. You're going to speak to them in the break room. You're going to speak to them at Walmart. You're going to speak to them at your school. You're going to speak to them at your job, in your neighborhoods. God's going to flow out of you a new anointing. Hear me. There's a new anointing coming to your life today to speak out a word of edification. God's going to break down things that have held you back. And God's going to release a new anointing in your life to speak out a word that's in time. That you have the sensitivity to speak out love, to speak out edification, to exhort people into a higher calling with Jesus Christ. They're going to cry in the grocery store. They're going to cry on your job because you're going to be speaking the heart of God. And they're going to know, how did you know I was going through this today? How did you know I needed to hear this today? And it's not going to be because of you. It's because you're learning to tune in. And God's going to use your voice. God's going to use your words of encouragement. And we're going to reach a generation. We're going to see people edified. And we're going to see what God's will be done. So today, we're going to lift our hands. We're going to sing out this chorus that says, God, you are the air that we breathe. That you're all that we want today. Come on, let's tell them.
Lord Jesus, this is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Oh Lord, this is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and now I'm desperate for you. Again, this is the air I breathe. Oh Lord, this is the air I breathe. Oh Lord, this is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, Lord, your holy presence living in me, Lord. This is my daily bread, oh Lord. This is my daily bread.
to God today. Cry out to Him. Tell Him. Right now, Lord, we put our hand over our heart, Lord. And I speak right now out of our heart, Lord. Out of our heart, Lord, would come words of encouragement. Out of our heart, Lord, we would learn to prophesy your word of encouragement, your word of edification, your word of comfort, Lord, to those who need it. Out of our heart, Lord, we learn to speak what you're speaking to us. Learn to hear what you're saying. Speak out words of edification, words of comfort, words of peace, Lord. Right now, out of our heart, Lord, we be your agent, God, your vessels. Use today, the Holy Spirit will flow out of God. Thank you, Father. We're receiving that today, God. We're walking out prophesying. In the name of the Father. One more time, raise your hands and tell God, I love you. Come on, tell him this. You love your Father. We need you, Father. We need you greatly, God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm desperate for you.
It's a new season. It's a new day. There's a new thing happening. It's a new thing that God's doing into us. I tell you, a certain message that you preach, I feel like God is saying, all right, Desi, it's time. It's another level. Another level I'm pulling you to. It's another level of things I'm wanting you to grow for. This is one of those messages today. God is pulling you. He's saying, all right, it's time. It's time for you to step to that next level and take the step that God is calling you. Begin to prophesy to people. It's words of encouragement. You're going to be the vessels. God's wanting to use. Get ready to roll up your sleeves. You ready to roll up your sleeves and see what God wants to do in the city? Man, I'm excited. I tell you. Amen. Real quickly today, Justin's going to come. He's going to dismiss us in a word of prayer. Two things real fast. Remember, we need some people to help us unload the trailer in the back. And when stuff comes in, if you want to stick around and take any of that with you that you need it, if you want to take it to somebody who does need it, help us get rid of it right away. Let's get as much of it out as possible. If you need any water, even if you didn't suffer any damage, if you need water, okay, take some water, please. If you got a ball team playing tomorrow night and you need water, that's all right. You get my blessing. You're not stealing. Take the water, okay? Take the guilt away right there. And the last thing, don't forget the chicken. If you want some chicken, they'll be out there at the trailer. Justin dismisses the word of prayer.
God, we're so thankful, God, that you promised us that your word would not return unto you void, God, but that it would accomplish everything that you intended for it to, God. And so, God, we receive your word this morning, God. Lord, we're all prophets, God. You can speak to all of us, God. You speak to all of our hearts, God. And, Lord, I pray that we would have willing hearts, God, Lord, to not hold on to what you give us, God, but to share it, God. And, Lord, God, as we minister to this city, God, to those who've lost, God. And as you minister to us, God, Lord, we just pray for love, God. Lord, and for continued words of edification and exhortation, God, and words of love, God. Lord, to tell people that we will make it, God, and that you've intended for us to come back stronger, God, because you are the stronger God. Lord, we thank you now, God. We seal this word in our hearts, God. Lord, that we may not forget it, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.